As the saying goes, purified by fire in Europe with the blessings of the Roman Church. Why else would an early church divine announce woman is a temple built over a sewer? Anti-eroticism, misogyny, indeed an anti-natural, anti-life principle prevailed here. Could a body which sacralized the feminine principle, as did the Cathars, and not only as the divine mother, have conceived of, much less perpetrated, such hatred and violence against, in Mary Magdalene's words, the female race? Begg argues that Gnostics, from the Greek gnosis, meaning knowledge, constituted a hidden, underground, popular church, which incorporated both Hellenistic and regional influences, which often allowed pre-Christian ideas of female divinity to emerge, often in the form of the Black Virgin cult throughout Europe. The figures reflected two primary influences. The returning crusaders often brought back revered sculptures of a mother and child from the East, and these figures, meant to honor the Kemetian deities of Auset and Heru, known in Europe as Egypt's Isis and Horus, brought to mind the images of Mary and Jesus, and also reflected the then-accepted knowledge, gnosis, that such spiritual knowledge came from the ancient civilizations of North Africa. It also occasionally reflected the long pre-Christian European instinct to give obeisances to a goddess, whether Demeter, Artemis, Persephone, or Freya. As we know, this instinct was pronounced anathema and extinguished by sword, fire, thumbscrew, or the rack. It was quieted by terrorism and torture and the edicts of princes and nobles of the robe. It was the road not taken. Empire instead of community. These 2,000 years of male domination over the female race have normalized the repression of women through centuries of terrorism and censure. To this day, the very notion of the feminine divine is seen as, if not exactly heretical, at least quite odd. Indeed, it has only been in the modern era that we have seen, in some denominations, notably not the Roman Catholic collective, the establishment of female priests, ministers, or rabbis. This is actually quite ahistoric, given the eminence of priestesses serving as representatives of a host of goddesses in antiquity. In pre-Christian Europe, the goddess was the norm, and in fact, the great mother, Demeter, reigned in her Greek heaven before the idea of Zeus was conceived. Finally, some scholars have opined that the name of the City of Light in France stems not from the figure of Greek mythology, but from adoration of an Egyptian goddess. Paris, it seems, comes from Par Isis, the temple or grove of Isis. In Roman imperial times, a temple of Isis stood on the left bank of the River Seine. The goddess hidden right before our eyes. What might have been? I thank you for your time and your attention. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
You just don't go through with it. You say you know the way to go, and I should follow. But all of your empty promises leave me hollow. And oh, how do I trust you? You'll say that I'm wrong and there'll be quiet consequences too. But I know my rights, babe. There'll be no law abridging the freedom of my speech or the right for me to petition for remedy of grievances. And I wanna trust you, I wanna love you, yeah. But you lie to me repeatedly. You just don't come through like you said you could. Oh, say, can you see? I want fresh foods, clean water, air that I don't see. I want feeling of being safe on my streets. I want my children to be smarter than me. I want to feel.
Hard Knock Radio, East, West, hard North, South, radio, conectados. Man. Every set, every hood, barrio to barrio. Y'all stand up, stay righteous. Speaking to the thugs, one love. We know where y'all at. Top Brown Buffalo. It's a hard knock life, gotta pay your bills. They want a song about bling, but it ain't real. We speak to the kids and the OGs. Organize, mobilize, be the change you wanna see. 415's bumpin' Hard Knock Radio. Brown Buffalo, all up in your stereo. And to the youth, live life like it's golden. Go dumb, go hard, but don't forget where you're going. We from the hood, so it's all to the good. Let us know this, what you're feeling is right. Let's get this understood. It's only one reason why we here today. We tryna make real music so the people can relate.
Learning from these hard knocks, slipping in these hard knocks. Listening to hard knocks, questioning the hard cops. Learning through these hard knocks, living for this hip hop. Listening to hard knocks, ripping to the hard side. Learning from the hard knocks, living in these hard knocks. Listening to hard knocks, questioning the hard cops. Learning through these hard knocks, living for this hip hop. Listening to hard knocks, ripping to the hard side.
Talk, don't stop. EMN at it again. Sandman, Daddy Man, Chris Juwan Kim. Yeah. Innovation, stimulating ill conversation. Anything else, you just imitation. Simulation, step into the zone. The Bay Area zone. Hard Knock Radio, let's go. Big shout out to Davey D.
Yeah, right, feel me. Yeah.
Honing down at Hard Knock Radio.
Hard Knock Radio.
Kinda crazy though. Oakland, stand up.
Yeah. Stand up.
Ensemble, Big Night Woo.
Yeah. Kansas City.
Yeah.
Bellevue. Come on, check out.
Why every obvious think they hard knock when they ain't going all in and ain't paid the cost of the fee? Hating that they made they beats, trying to eat till they're ready from the steel grave beef. Say, please, maybe they'll save you a seat at the table with a great bread making a speech. Say, peace to their lovers, I'm able to please. Hey, there's some shade on your name in the street. You go, hey, it ain't David D.
Real Talk Radio.
You and I rocking with the best in the West.
Yes, Coast.
Monday through Friday.
Sing it, Chris.
East Coast.
Picasso,
what?
And Maya.
Who?
And my last name is Susana. Yeah, yeah.
I love you, K. Boo.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. As we consider ecosystem service, we are moving toward a new method and expanded system evaluation of the contribution of nature as species or habitat to financial analysis and understanding of true profit and loss when we use such services, conserve them or deplete them, as plus or minus on our economic balance sheet, as a measure of domestic product, and as data by which we declare policies, apply subsidies or incentives, and regulate the consumption or conservation of natural resources. It is mostly about the data. The invention of Excel as a tool for financial planning always seemed to me as a kind of illusion, the criteria and amounts selected for a budget, a magical function of selection, change the premises, thus change the conclusion, thus any budget can be made to balance, any analysis can be made to confirm predetermined conclusions. We use gross national product as our primary measure of economic performance, compare and contrast it, and adjust the components in order to promote continuous expansion and measure of growth. It is a formulaic arrangement of data, susceptible to what is included and particularly to what is left out. And so, to account for the true value of an ocean economy, of associated inputs and outcomes, we need to understand that the established premises, the conventional parameters, must be adjusted to reflect a full picture of an inclusive calculation as a basis for assessment and reassessment of policy, profit, and national viability. As the ocean connects all economies, such change, while a more accurate calculation of value, represents a radical upheaval of conventional structures and behaviors worldwide. A 2020 report by a World Resource Institute high-level panel for a sustainable ocean economy offered some revised definitions, questions, and pathways forward. It concluded first that the data required to inform the change was actually available, contained in disparate studies and government statistics. Thus, the primary obstacle was not inadequate information, but rather the resistance to the idea that product includes social inputs, that natural capital was an acceptable asset value to include in the calculation, and that income as social benefit was to be included in the formula. The report suggested three fundamental questions as a framework for change. First, ask how will a decision change the wealth of an ocean balance sheet, including all produced assets by ports, for example, and non-produced assets by coral reefs, for example. Second, consider how will a decision change net national income or welfare, and how will those changes be distributed between different groups of people. And third, project how the decision will change ocean-based economic production and create new means to achieve social and economic goals. The report went on to recommend an internationally agreed framework for revised national accounting to avoid over-reliance on traditional GDP and lead or contribute to collaborative efforts to improve national ocean accounting operations, devise systems of execution, maintenance and collection of statistics, incentivize timely transfer, reduce barriers between agencies and offices, establish new standards and different practices, develop cross-cutting platforms, tools, algorithms, and programs for data sharing, and new reporting tools applied to familiarize public and private leaders and legislators as a demonstrable commitment to change. The report makes for close reading, but the conclusion seems direct and simple. A. The data exists on which to include and base the change. B. The process is more a function of political will than illogical thinking. C. The oversight and legislative capacity exists to execute and surveil the new system. And D, the problem is primarily one of conventional thinking, vested interest in the old method, fear of change, and other resistance, even in the face of crisis, to a solution that would provide a context and justification for urgent strategies to conserve and sustain the natural and communal assets now threatened. Indeed, here, in the making, is a key action toward rescue. R for renewal, E for environment, S for society, C for collaboration, U for understanding, and E for engagement. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Proud to co-sponsor the